This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the story of a California assemblyman who apparently spanked his daughter. We're not entirely sure why. And got, I guess because it's California, got arrested. Public school was involved, right? So, this, reports vary. On one hand, she told the teacher. On the other hand, the teacher noticed a mark of some sort, something that's referred to as a mark. So presumably it wasn't on her bottom, right? So the police department have now inspected her bottom.
Yep.
Which, you know, leaves me all kinds of comfortable that the police officers of America are inspecting 7-year-old girls' bottoms. And, you know, I don't know, did she voluntarily show her bottom? I have no idea. Like, we got no information on all this stuff. But what I do believe we're dealing with here is probably a government that's a little too intrusive on the way you raise your kids. I've got another story that I think worth pointing out. Now, it's worth mentioning this isn't from news. This is from a blog. Okay, that doesn't make it untrue. It's just it's sort of self-reported. So a father has said that CPS told him that a picture of his child sleeping on his chest posted on Facebook was inappropriate.
And it was a baby, right?
Babyish. Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to call that? I think he's about one.
Oh, yeah, that's a baby. Maybe one.
And I'm not as good at guessing these as I probably should be.
Mm-hmm.
A father in Marion County, Indiana, pleads with with Facebook. I was thinking it was California. With Facebook users to share the photo DCS took off Facebook and used to keep a case against the father open. A social worker with the agency told the father that the picture was inappropriate. Now, this is the father reporting that this is the case. The Indiana Department of Children's Services has had the child in their custody.
Oh, that's crazy.
For the last 15 months. Now, that's not over the picture.
Oh.
He's trying to get his child back, and then the CPS tells him that the picture, among other things, right? Like, there's a list of things that you could do to be a better father. Don't post this.
Why was the child taken away in the first place? Do we know?
Trying to find the father, but unfit, but failed. They have not returned their child and recently used this picture to keep the case open, and the father was told that he had to be watched, even though he has passed all of their tests and could not find him unfit. I couldn't find the reason exactly as to why the kid was taken, but according to this,
he's not an unfit father.
He's not an unfit father. The picture was brought to our attention by Monica, whatever. She's running for Connecticut state rep. She asked her Facebook followers that if they thought that this was a gender discrimination when mothers put their children on the chest to breastfeed. Monica believes that protecting parent-child bonds by protecting parents and their children from government overreach. She works very hard to protect parenthood and the planning that goes into having a child and raising your child, how you can choose to raise your child.
Let me see the picture again.
Yep. This there's nothing.
So, Mark, please describe the picture for people that aren't you and Laurel.
Okay.
Looking at
I can describe it. It's the father. It looks like he's not wearing anything on his chest.
Shirtless.
It's waist up, and there's a blanket going over the baby. So the baby might not be clothed, but he's covered.
He's probably got a diaper on.
The audience, he might have a diaper on. We can't really tell from the photo.
It's best not to keep a naked baby on your chest without a diaper.
You'll get
right.
A mess.
No,
but there's a blanket.
Do you want peed on?
Up.
That's how you get peed on.
That's how you get peed on.
Yeah.
Every parent has been peed on at least once. So, you know, that's how these things
And the
occur.
Baby is asleep. He has a pacifier in his mouth. It's actually a very heartwarming picture.
Skin-to-skin contact is occurring, and everything I've read in parenting blogs and, you know, the sort of stuff that I've read online is that skin-to-skin contact is extraordinarily important in the rearing of children, that this is the way the bonds are created and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I mean, I can only presume that experts know this stuff. I don't.
I think it's harmful to children for so much of society to be saying that men shouldn't be involved in the lives of children. I think that we should be encouraging, especially fathers, to participate in the lives of their children, including what we're describing, hugging them, skin-to-skin contact, especially with a very small child. All of these things we should be encouraging, and instead we're discouraging. We're discouraging men from spending time with children, and the children are suffering from it.
Yeah, I think that it is. We now live in a world where male sexuality is considered dangerous and horrifying. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. Like I really expected at some point that somebody, seeing this, right? You got an unclothed man, at least from the chest up, I presume from the waist up, and a child who appears to be unclothed, probably from the waist up, now touching each other, and that this is somehow going to be sexualized,
mm-hmm.
And that's all I can presume that the CPS of Indiana is talking about. When they say this.
Right. There's nothing sexual in that picture at all.
It's insane.
Yeah.
To suggest otherwise.
But are they alleging that it's a sexual thing, or are they just saying it's inappropriate? Because things can be inappropriate that aren't sexual.
They can be. But why would this be inappropriate if it wasn't sexual?
Yeah,
you
can't
have to jump to conclusions, Daryl. And I know you're not good. Conclusions aren't your favorite thing. But I mean, I don't know. Well, help me out here, Daryl. Don't ask me a question. Tell me what could possibly, like, search your mind and claw around. What could they possibly consider to be inappropriate?
I don't know. Why did they take his child in the first place?
There's a picture of an ashtray next to him. I find that inappropriate.
Yeah, maybe the smoking is what is actually inappropriate.
There's no smoking. There's just an ashtray. We don't know whether he smoked near the child or not. But I find an ashtray unacceptable, but that's just because I live an unsmoking life.
I have a lot of unanswered questions, and if I start asking them, you're just going to get angry and say, I don't know.
I'm not angry, Daryl. Well, I'm not angry. What I'm saying is that they took this guy's kid away, and one of the things they said to get him back, when he doesn't have a pending case from what I can tell here, is that he needs to pull down a picture off of Facebook that looks completely appropriate.
This is government overreach. They're getting too involved in the individual lives of families and people.
Yeah, that's all I can. The only conclusion I can come to, I don't know. I mean,
right. And again, you admitted this is not from a news source. We don't have the full story. We just have one
news
person's
sources are
input.
Wrong every time, Daryl.
Not every time.
Every single time. I mean, every article I've ever read about me and something I know personally, there's been something in it where I'm like, well, that's factually inaccurate, but it's close enough. They got close enough. Because they don't live my life, they wouldn't know.
I completely agree. There's been times, I don't think there's been stories about me, but there's been times where I'm sort of very involved in a story, and I've never seen them get it completely right. There's always something that's wrong.
Right.
But it's going to be a lot closer to the truth than just one person's side of the story because everybody thinks I did nothing wrong regardless of what they did.
Agreed.
That's true.
They do. But journalists don't. I mean, I don't.
Journalists
don't provide both sides.
They attempt to get both sides.
Didn't you say an assembly?
Journalist, not just some talking head reporter guy on six on your side TV that reads a thing. That's not a journalist.
Well,
journalists actually try to find out the truth.
But it wasn't only the father that published this, right? It was another.
This is a blog where they did some research here. You can see that they went through and they looked for the CPS file.
Who are they?
They couldn't find the blogger. Here at fixfamilycourts.com.
Okay.
And I'm sure that they've dealt with more than one time somebody telling a story that is not entirely factually accurate, so they did their best to report this story as best they could. But, when I look for stories online, I look for what I think to be something that is probably a problem that's pervasive. Not the specific issue, because I don't want to tear apart the specific issue. What I want to tear apart is that I'm pretty certain that a CPS worker would say this. Like, mm-hmm. This does not surprise me that this occurred. I would also say the CPS worker does not consider the father to be appropriate parent, generally. We as Americans generally don't consider fathers to be the primary, should not be the primary caregiver, and that shouldn't be true every time.
That's the tender years doctrine.
Yep. That we also don't think that, we also are frightened to death of male sexuality, mm-hmm. that if a sexual allegation is made of a male that is presumed to be true, as opposed to presumed to be false.
I agree.
And that is an undermining of the very principles that founded this country, and people need to self-examine very, very quickly. when they see stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thoughts. I don't know. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Live Sunday night edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Here, it's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
And for some reason, Mark wants Daryl to tell you about Liberty.menu.
I often give this one to you. I think you do a great job. You go over there far more than I think the other two of us combined.
Nah, I thought it was because you didn't want to put your reading glasses on to actually read words. But Liberty.menu...
You usually print these out big enough that I can see them.
Liberty.menu is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. It's something that libertarians have been asking for a while, right? And there have been several attempts that just sort of seem to fade away, but Liberty.menu seems to be sticking around. And at its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. The listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And since the site is free to use, we can't give you a discount because 10% off of zero is still zero, but we can get you a Free Talk Live listener badge. So use code FTL to get that listener badge added to your profile over at Liberty.menu.
Yeah, I found Liberty.menu to be useful because, well, you can look by state and, you know, use a map and find out what's in your area. Liberty.menu. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to mention that we killed 106 people.
We? Who?
I wasn't involved in killing anybody.
No, I mean, New Mexico, our state.
Okay.
Our state only killed
the
like
the state government?
Were they bad?
Well, the drivers
were they bad
here,
people?
The state, only 106 people were killed in DWI accidents.
Okay, so drunk drivers in the state of New Mexico killed more than 100 people?
Well, it's all, like, alcohol-related. I guess it's...
Yeah, generally, if somebody's drunk, there's alcohol in their system.
Right, so I think altogether, everything combined, like pedestrians, basically everything combined, like 363, all of the auto fatalities.
Okay.
This is just automobile to automobile.
How do you want to solve this?
Well, actually,
prohibition.
It's actually lower than last year. So I think year was more. Yeah, this is actually a lower count.
You've been calling in about this issue for some time, Sarah, and I'd say that you could chalk this up as a victory that you share with Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Daryl, another situation with parents and child protective services being called?
Yeah, but before we get to that, there was a letter to the editor that somebody wrote to the Fresno Bee about this California Assembly guy.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to read this letter. Okay, go.
Yeah, and this guy, I'm just going to read the entire letter.
All right.
Here, instead of skipping to what I think are the quote-unquote best parts of it.
All right.
Story time.
Assemblyman Joaquin Arambula has been arrested for misdemeanor child abuse for spanking his 7-year-old daughter on her bottom. He stated he did it to discipline her as a last resort, which he does in his home perhaps once a year. Based on our experiences with our three children, who are now professionals and parents themselves, Mr. Arambula made two mistakes. I'm not criticizing his use of spanking, because spanking has been used successfully for centuries to teach discipline to children. It's even biblically supported. No, his mistakes were methodological. Firstly, he should have established with his daughter from an early age that defiance and disobedience will not be tolerated and will have consequences. Spanking should not be a last resort, but our first and only method of teaching obedience. If it is done immediately when needed, there will be no excess emotion present.
You know what I dislike?
What?
Parents that think that you have to raise your kids the way that they raised their kids. And this is from, Sergeant Slaughter here, on down to Mama Moon Unit, right? Oh, you should never touch, you should never tell the kids no. You should never reward them with anything like their actions. You should let them learn from the world. Like, all of it. y'all don't know how to raise my kid because A, you ain't me, and B, you ain't my kid. Shut your damn mouth. The idea that the guy picked up a pen to write this shows what a pain in the butt it must be have been to live in his house.
And it continues. Spanking is not done to injure the child, but to bring a momentary sting as a consequence of her choice. Then the child is to be comforted and held and talked to, at which time the reason for the spanking is explained. It's because the child is loved. The second aspect is to return the issue that triggered the negative response in the first place, to teach the importance of obedience. If the child again refuses to follow directions, she should be asked if she wants to have a spanking over this. If she decides to continue to defy it, the process is without emotion done again until she gets the point.
I appreciate the notion that he has of the sort of the warning, and that this is what's going to occur. The child knows what's going to occur because they've had it happen before. And the, you know, the whole obedience thing, that's not the way I want to live my life, and it's not the way I want to raise my kids. But there has to be some level of obedience.
My mother wouldn't say, do you want a spanking? She would say, I'll give you a reason to cry.
There's that one,
and
too.
It worked very well.
Right, and it turns out that that generation wasn't talking about spankings. They were talking about burning up the carbon, polluting the lakes, and leaving us with a government $22 trillion in debt.
Continuing on, he says, our daughter needed only one day to get the point and never needed to be disciplined again. Our boys needed more. I wish Mr. Arambula and his wife much success and patience in this difficult task of raising his daughter. With much love and consistency, they will have much success. Discipline, done correctly, is never abuse, but training. Signed, Ridney J. Nidever. Fresno.
Yeah, that's a good good letter for us, Daryl, because what it shows is that there's all different parenting styles.
Right, and it sounds like, you know, this guy, you jokingly called him Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah.
But it does sound like, you know, some boot camp drill instructor guy of, you will be disciplined. You will be disciplined the way I was disciplined.
You will be standing by your bunk by 6 a.m. every morning with it made. If I cannot bounce a quarter off of that bunk, you will get end up, you want a spanking? You will get a spank. Like, you know, that's what it feels like. And if it's not that way at his house, it's that way at some maniac's house.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's the way it is.
But it's also true what he said, that the different kids need the different types of discipline.
I think
my son and daughter
absolutely
were very different. My daughter needed a lot more discipline than my son.
I just don't think that this guy knows how much discipline my kid needs.
That's true.
I'm not proposing the state of California go and retroactively charge Sergeant Slaughter here with child abuse or anything like that, because I don't think that's a solution. I think what's happening in places like California is that society is moving away from spanking as a punishment, that you can usually punish ways that are effective that aren't spanking. However, when they start using the force of the state to come in and punish the parents for punishing the kids with force, I think they're being highly hypocritical. Your thoughts on spanking or anything else? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom. You're on Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The federal government shutdown continues. Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
Before he pulls the plug on the legislative option, and I think we're almost there, I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks, before he pulls the plug, see if we can get a deal. If we can, at the end of 3 weeks, all bets are off. See if he can do it by himself through the emergency powers.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine on NBC's Meet the Press.
Who is he injuring? We've got 13,000 FBI agents, more than 10,000 Bureau of prison guards, air traffic controllers, Coast Guard folks who interdict drugs, all of them working without pay because of this president's shutdown, and yet he says he cares about national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
So, Daryl, we are talking about this situation. We just finished reading some story about,
was a letter to the editor from some guy in defense of the California assemblyman that was arrested for spanking his kid, but he also sort of chided the state rep, if you will, and said, well, he didn't do it the right way. He spanks as a last resort. It should be the first and only resort. And then you hug little Johnny after you beat his ass.
Why this southern accent?
He's from the south.
All right.
It's more angry old codger that thinks he knows better than everybody.
Yeah, I think there's a whole bunch of that goes into this sort of choosing to use the southern accent thing. There's all kinds of stereotypes, but southerners tend to be a little more conservative, and who's more likely to go in the military? Maybe it's southerners. I don't know. But
Jesus beat his children. I'm going to beat mine.
See?
Yeah, I don't think Jesus beat his children.
Yeah, I don't think he had them.
I don't think he had them.
Yeah, but like there are southern rednecks, and there was somebody that.
But there are no rednecks in New Hampshire?
Oh, there are rednecks in New Hampshire as well. Some of them even try to have a Southern accent. I've seen it.
Or heard it.
Yeah. But, you know, like, the stereotype is the person that's going to be doing this sort of thing generally is going to,
at the very least, you can't discount Daryl's personal experience as a Southerner finding idiots with whom to, you know, that he disagrees. I can certainly, you know, verify that I met plenty of them.
So you're describing your community?
No.
Well, at one time it was.
Yes.
Before we go on with it, though, I want to thank the amplifiers, all the amplifiers, and specifically Jake Leonard. He's a gold amplifier. If you want to be an amplifier and you want to see Free Talk Live, which is, you know, it's a unique program. There aren't any other programs out there where you can just call in and talk about anything you want. There aren't programs that support the ideas of liberty the way we support them. And there aren't very many that are even going to discuss the notion of spanking and give a hearing to both sides. So just go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com and participate.
Well, I think the whole thing with the kids, there's two issues here. There's, is it okay to spank your kids as a cultural issue? And then there's, at what point should the government get involved?
Right.
And so you can have different opinions on the two different things.
Yes.
Maybe some people spank their kids a little too quickly. I don't know. But I think that the threshold for the government getting involved should be a lot different from what it is.
Yeah, I think that spanking can be considered child abuse if it's done improperly and often enough. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that. If you like the first, you know, every moment is the raised hand for, you know, everything that's considered a misstep along the way, then, well, that's bad parenting to my
mind. I think there's an area where maybe it's not okay, but the government shouldn't get involved yet.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, at that point, it's an opinion.
Uh-huh.
And other points, look, you know, ultimately, these are your kids, and you're going to have to deal with them for the rest of your life. If you turn them into, you know, bombed out, shell-shocked nut jobs, then that's something you're going to have to deal with, or society will. We have places for people who can't deal with you know, their fellow human beings very well. We call them prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And the population of people in prison that are spanked is pretty high.
And
as a percentage.
Probably the population of prison guards that were spanked, also probably pretty high.
Well, I think most people have been spanked, especially throughout history. It was a very common form of discipline for a very long time, and it's not like everybody in history was completely screwed up.
Well, I can tell you there's this one circumstance, I think it was in the 1600s in England, where in order to remember the day thoroughly, they something important happened on that day, so they took three boys and they beat the hell out of them on that day and told them the date. And so that they would remember.
Yeah, that's abuse.
That's abuse, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would be an example.
Now, what about children doing chores?
Yeah.
Where does that come on the spectrum of you're teaching little Susie responsibility and you're violating child labor laws? Possibly, story from Reason's Hit and Run blog. A mother in Woodinville, Washington, posted an advertisement on behalf of her 9-year-old daughter, Sarah, who was willing to do housework, laundry, dishes, etc., for neighborhood moms who needed a helping hand. 6 hours later, the cops showed up to make sure that little Sarah wasn't being abused or worked to death. That, according to Christina Bear, Sarah's mom, who wrote a letter about the incident. Bear wrote, apparently the ad generated multiple phone calls from paranoid neighbors thinking I was using my child as a slave. The article continues, this was sparked some discussion.
That there is children and slaves, from a legal standpoint, are vanishingly similar. Now, I'm not talking about in real life, but it is legal for me to take my kid, put him to work, and keep his paycheck.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is legal for me to put my kid, like right now, at 10 years old, out in the work in the fields to do agricultural work.
Yes.
I think there are some protections for children in the entertainment industry, specifically because there's so much money involved and there was so much exploitation going on. But I think that might be the only industry where some of the money is required to be set aside in a trust fund.
I couldn't speak to the money, but I could say that basically you can't go to work before the age of 14, pretty much any place besides agriculture or television or movies. And thus, Those are the two places you have to kind of look for child labor. I'm not prepared to call a 14-year-old child labor, but I can tell you that they that the rules for 14 and 15-year-olds are so strict that many places simply won't hire you until 16 because it's not worth dealing with the employees, the 14 and 15-year-old employees.
I had a paper route when I was 12.
Paper routes. You're right. Paper routes are another one. Very good.
And I started babysitting when I was 11.
You're a contractor. At that point, you're
independent contractor.
Independent contractor delivering papers, just a kid working under the table as a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a comic book store, but I didn't earn cash. I earned comic books from 12 years old. So was I an employee or was I something different? I think that the...
I don't know. What kind of paperwork did they fill out?
None.
Then you are not an employee.
Right. Well, I probably wasn't an employee for a long time then because they really didn't start, you know, even then, even after that, they were giving me less than minimum wage and, you know, a variety of things. I was happy to get it.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about putting comic books in alphabetical order, walking down from the store to go get somebody a soda. I mean, the kind of things that I did as labor were not very impressive. It was just basically a place to hang out, and they gave me tasks and paid me a little bit of stuff, and I was happy for it.
It was also really common when I was growing up for neighborhood kids to rake lawns for money,
sure,
shovel snow, mow the lawn. All
we covered a story,
really common.
I think it was about two winters ago, about these teenage boys in New Jersey that they were trying to shovel snow, and they wound up getting cited for operating a business without a permit.
That's crazy.
I, probably 15 years ago, when I was down in Sarasota, Florida, was attempting to find a young man that would mow my grass for $20. And I stopped and talked to three young men on the street when I saw them out there. Hey, you want to earn some money? I got $20 to mow the lawn. You know, seemed like a fair number to me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was low. I don't know. But none of them ever came by to mow the grass.
They probably all thought it was weird that you would even want them to do it.
I have no idea, but I mean, you know, we're not even talking. Those men at this point, let's see, they're 15 years. Those are 30-year-old men now.
Mm-hmm.
And I weep for this generation, you know.
Yeah, you know, when we were doing all these chores when I was in my preteens and early teens, this taught us responsibility. It taught us about money. We had earned our own money, and it felt good, and we liked being able to do that. And a lot of it was really independent contracting. We were entrepreneurs.
You can't tell me how to spend my money. I earned this money.
Yes.
That's how I felt.
That's and what I would say to my parents.
Probably more than one occasion, uh-huh, you know, gave my 2 cents on how I felt about it. The number's 855-450-3733. What do you think about young people and jobs these days? I think this little girl ought to be applauded. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It's a live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. We're talking about, well, child labor here, parental rights, CPS oversteps, all this stuff. Nosy, nosy people. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
And you can call anything about anything you want at 855-450-3733. Let's go to Bad Slave, who is on the Discord lines. By the way, you go to discord.freetalklive.com, and you'll sound as good as Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello? Can you hear me all right?
Yep. Yes. Sounds great.
Ah, good. It works well. This is my first working call. I had a failed book call in the past. But... good, it's working, and I wanted to talk back about the kidnapping issue, and it's really to me an issue of anonymousness or whatever of money. Should be anonymous, and you know the idea that government should be able to track everything is a failure. Okay, we should be able to privately transact anything, and that includes payments for a a kidnapping. Solution for kidnapping is effective self-defense, on-site, in the pockets of, the target or, the responsible person.
Well, I might agree with you, Bad Slave, that, people being armed might diminish the amount of kidnappings. What I would say is that it's also difficult. Hold on just a second.
We're getting some feedback. So I'm not sure, Bad Slave, if you've got headphones that you can use. Because if you're on the Discord.
You can't respond.
Right, but I'm just explaining, for him and others. If you're on the Discord and...
on your laptop.
You're on a computer and you don't have headphones, there's going to be feedback.
On your phone, that won't happen. On a laptop, that will.
Yes.
Okay.
So, on the phone, it might if you're using speaker.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, don't use speaker.
There are some people who...
Speakerphone is for waiting while you're on hold to talk to... I'm just talking to America, all right? America. Speakerphones are for when you're on hold, waiting for the person who's, going to talk to you. Then you pick up the phone, and you push the button, and you talk into the... Now, if you've got a headset, that's fine.
Right.
But speaker is not for talkie-talkie.
There are some people who have phones that... need to be repaired where the only way that the phone function works is on speaker.
That's unusual, though.
You're right, Daryl. There is some percentage of the population where this is true, and that percentage is probably starts with a point something. So, anyway, there you go. Where were we at on this?
We were talking about kidnapping.
Oh, yes, kidnapping. What I would say is, and then I'll get right back here to Bat's Life. I think that guns will probably diminish. Like, people carrying guns will probably diminish the amount of kidnappings because kidnappers would see the life or death situation they'd be going into. However, having a gun does not mean that bad things aren't going to happen to you. It just means that people are going to have to be more careful when they do it. Bat's Life?
That's true. And my feedback is that, in fact, there is no perfect protection for anything.
It's the truth.
I mean, it's like if we can do the best that we can do with our firearms and our training and carrying them with them, each other, and fending off bad people. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, is fending off people who are interested in harming us. And the only way that we can do that is by being armed. And the idea that the progressives out there are so happy to, install into us that, we can do it without firearms is just foolhardy.
I can't imagine how anyone thinks you're going to do this without firearms. The only thing that people suggest is that instead of carrying a firearm, you call a guy with a firearm.
Well, exactly. And if you have to call someone, they're not there where you need them, are they?
Nope.
So basically, that it's terrible. Not only that, the idea of anonymous cash is critical to people just doing business. There is no way that the government can keep track of everything and it not bite us in the butt. We're most of the interaction that governments want to...
Ooh, lost you.
Lost Bad Slave there, but I think he's right on that. Appreciate the call, Bad Slave. That in many cases you need anonymous transactions should be the default. However, I'll say this. There are times when I choose to use my credit card because I want to be able to charge back whatever it is that, potentially something, I want insurance.
Right.
Something doesn't work out the way I expect it to work out. I'm paying before I get the product, whatever it is. Sometimes I want to use a credit card. I think what we need to have are options in currency, and that sometimes using cryptocurrency makes a lot of sense, and sometimes it's probably not the best choice. But there's what I would say about cryptocurrency is there's nothing you can do about it. You can't wave your magic wand and say, Bitcoin, be gone, and it goes away. Somebody, the idea of a...
Well, the government may try to do that.
They could. I don't know how successful they'll be. Uh-huh. They haven't been able to shut down things like Silk Road on the dark web, so I'm going to presume that they're going to fail at much else. But if the only use case for Bitcoin is international money transfers and dark web activity.
That's what it'll be used for?
It'll be highly, highly valuable.
Uh-huh.
And it's used for significantly more than that today.
Yes,
right.
But I'm just saying, if it was that, it'd still be worth something like $100,000 of Bitcoin.
In regard to transactions being traceable, and I would love it if we could choose whether my transaction right now can be traced or not. I totally agree, because it's not just about governments tracing it, and I've mentioned this in previous broadcasts. It's also the businesses that I don't always want them deciding what I can and cannot spend my money on. We're seeing that right now with PayPal and with Patreon, etc., is that the businesses are deciding what we are allowed to spend our money on and not, and are making moral decisions about how we're spending our money. It's not some strange sci-fi story where the corporations are deciding what we can and cannot do. This is actually happening right now.
Yep.
And it is cause for concern, and it's actually not government involvement that we know of.
Well, let me think. So in many times when we're talking about person-to-person activities, you know, banks try to get involved too. Like, I'm just guessing here. It's been a long time since I've been in a strip club, but I'm guessing that strip clubs aren't allowed to take credit cards for, at least for anything but drinks.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I've only ever been to two strip clubs. One of them was in Mexico, and the other one was in South Carolina. The only reason I went to the one in South Carolina is because my lesbian roommate wanted to take her girlfriend, and in South Carolina, women must have a male companion to enter a strip club.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I would also say that there's, you know, intimate massage studios and a variety of things out there that I'm guessing certain head shops probably can't sell, say, synthetic marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Just these are some guesses. I know marijuana businesses are having a heck of a time doing business with banks at all and have to do cash. And there's actually, like, you know, Lynx trucks showing up with armed guards picking up cash from marijuana businesses, and they have to do things the old way because there's no way for the people to, you know, do bank transactions.
Right.
Because the banks won't allow it even though it's legal?
Because it's still federally illegal. There are a handful of...
conflict of laws.
Right. Well, there's the conflicting laws, but there are a handful of the cannabis shops that have found local banks willing to do business with them. But you're not going to get Bank of America or you know, any of the big national banks to do business with any of these cannabis companies, because it's still federally illegal, and there's a federal law that applies to stuff that if you assist somebody in doing something federally illegal, then we might charge you with money laundering.
Right, right.
So, yes, you're absolutely right that private companies, banks, honestly, banks, the government, they're almost the same thing, though, Laurel. I mean, you know, I'd say that the government's licensed the banks into existence, but honestly, it's the banks that empower the government. And at least it's this back and forth sort of fascistic relationship between the two, and it's frightening.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.